And that brings us to exactly 15 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is the Urban Brunch on UJFM 95.4. Bulela Podisa and Refilwe Katong with you and keeping you company all the way through to 12 noon. But right now it's time for us to get into our brunch chat. And it's a Thursday and we love to educate you with regards to finances and how things need to be done or how we can better get ourselves into a good financial position. And right now we're finding ourselves in a pandemic and finances are just really a major concern. People are getting retrenched. People are still unemployed. People are getting half salaries. It's a mess.
Some, the last time they got paid was like 6-7 months ago.
Yeah.
So they're still holding on to the money that they had then.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And
especially for going up as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we're just really finding ourselves in a confused state, especially financially. A lot of media practitioners have not earned money in the past 4 to 5 months. It's crazy. No income for that long.
And
I'm surprised we are still sane. Honestly, I'm surprised we're still sane. But in the midst of all of that, people are now looking to taking credit, right? Because they feel this is the only way I can get money, and with credit I'll be able to, you know, make ends meet. I'll be able to sustain myself until the economy opens, which we don't know when
it's going to open.
It will happen. But it's very important for you to understand your credit profile, especially during lockdown. All right, so 10 million South Africans actually have bad debt due to 3 or more missed monthly payments. If you miss payment
already one month, yeah, you bet that.
Exactly, like you are already appearing as a person that does not know how to handle credit. So with the impact of COVID-19, this number has grown sufficiently. And now more than ever, it's actually quite critical to take back control of one's finances. And you need to assess your credit profile in one of the best ways to glean instant insight into financial pain points and opportunities. So in uncertain times like these, it's actually important to know where you stand with your personal finances in order to avoid making decisions that could affect your credit score in the long term after COVID-19. All right. So here are some of the things that you need to know. The first thing you need to know what a credit score is. Do you know what a credit score is?
Your credit score is how many times you've taken credit and been able to pay it. Like where you stand. Like I think how good are you with paying your credit back?
Okay, yes. So a credit score basically illustrates to a person that is going to give you credit whether you are worthy of credit or you are high risk, low risk, medium risk, or you are good.
So it's right? Like your points.
Your
basically.
Points, okay. Yes. So you have a point system that is being run and it's often influenced by the number of credit accounts that you have and how well you actually service the debt that you have. So if your number is pretty high, then you've got a good credit score.
Okay.
If it's low, you are high risk. You are high risk. So if you have taken out a loan, you've registered a bond, or you've applied for a credit card, you'll most likely have a credit score. But your score tells prospective future finances, like I've said, how much of a risk you are in terms of your past debt repayment behavior. So it looks at your transactional records. If you've got an account at Mr. Price or whatever, and you are not paying it right now, go pay it, babes. Credit score, yako. Go. Hectic. All right. And it gives you a score that ranks you as low, medium, or high risk. All right. Mm-hmm. Then another thing that you need to know is what is a credit score based on? So it takes into account your total debt and debt repayment history. So if when our keeper is called to una 5 years, ear recorder. It does not say, okay, you were at this point in your life and you weren't able to service debt, we understand. No, credit score does not care about
together.
That. It put everything together from the first moment that you took out credit. All right. So, in other words, late or outstanding amounts owed, the frequency and the type of credit that you've applied for, any previous judgments against you, and how much of your available credit you currently use influence your credit score. All right. So why then should you care about your credit score? So if you are deemed a high risk, your chances of assessing or accessing future credit are greatly reduced. If awupatali leyo account ya Mr. Price kwamanje, banks or anyone else that you are going to need credit from is going to mark you with a red pen. High risk, Lona, I don't think we can give credit to. So you are also likely to be charged a higher interest rate on any credit agreements you may qualify for, like a credit card or a home vehicle loan, should you be granted credit. So even if you have defaulted with some payment, but they still feel like, you know what, maybe we can give you a chance, your interest rate is going to be extremely high. And you cannot negotiate it down because you have nothing to substantiate why you should have a lower interest rate.
So basically, you're still paying for the past debt that you basically didn't pay.
Yeah, and you're paying, you're probably going to be paying two times or three times more than what you would have initially paid for if you had kept your credit in line or in check. All right, and you actually may jeopardize future job prospects, and some employers actually check your credit score as part of a background check. If they feel you don't know how to handle credit, a lot of organizations are reluctant to hire people like that. Because it speaks a lot about you and your responsibilities and your priorities. So yeah, check yourself. So what if you don't have any credit? What then? Do you still have a score? So if you don't have active credit, this can be a risk, as you will have no history of payment behavior on record, which can actually result in a home loan or car financing loan being declined, as a creditor is unable to see if you are able to meet your financial commitments. All right. So if auna score marufun yotenga yindlu, because we don't know if you're going to manage this. Some banks will actually look, also depending on the kind of credit that you've taken out and how you are substantiating how you are going to repay it, then they will look at that situation. Some people take out credit with surety, meaning that Fifi unsa credit, but uyeta mahai surety, meaning that if you're unable to pay, your mom
will
help
me pay,
take over the responsibility. But that's also a very high risk that a lot of people are cautioned against, because then it puts the burden on the person that is not taking out the credit. Should you
benefiting from benefiting from the credit? Yeah,
exactly.
Because now, who do they actually fight or go after at the end
exactly.
of everything?
But they're gonna go after both of you. If they can't find you, they go after your mom, because on the papers, you guys have agreed to take responsibility for that credit. So if you don't have a credit score, a lot of people will actually advise that you go and take out an account, something. But here's what you do when you take out credit to build a credit score when you don't need to. You take out the card, but you take the money that you have that is available, and you put it in that account, right? Once you've put that money in that account, then you use that account as if it's skoloto. But it's not skoloto, it's your money, and you're just using it to show Guti, okay, you're able to use and service debt properly. That's a cheat that a lot of people.
Yeah, I think, and I think that will work
use.
Because
yes,
it's not easy to take out accounts that you don't even know you're gonna be, especially with these trying like times. Nobody knows when their job is actually gonna
exactly
leave them. So I think I'd take that one, because I don't have any credit score.
Right now I don't think it's. It depends, man. You just need to analyze your future and the things you want to build and how you're going to acquire the things that you want. If you're able to have your family assist you with building that credit, great. If you're not, then you need to start building credit gangane. But the thing is, if you know, okay, I want to go buy a top at Mr. Price, you go buy a top at Mr. Price or whatever, you swipe your credit. But that money that you're going to use, you immediately take it and pay off that credit. Does that make sense? Then it's like you've already boarded cash, but now you're just recording on the system that
just
it
so
is
it stays credit.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's something that you can do if you're trying to build credit, right? So here's another thing then. How do you check your credit score? So every South African is entitled to a free credit report that actually shows your score and outlines areas for improvement. So it will show you how much interest you're paying on various credit agreements. It will allow you to compare your rating against the average score of credit active South Africans, and so on and so forth. And it will give you an idea of some of the things that you actually need to work on, what you need to be servicing to get to a better state, if you are at a position to negotiate a lower interest rate, and things like that. So there are apps like Clear Score. There are many other apps that can actually show you how you can what your credit score is actually like. Mm-hmm. And then it will help you. So here's the big question then. If I am a high risk, what can I do about it? All right. So the best way to improve your credit score or to maintain a good one is to make sure that you pay off your debt on time and never miss a single payment. But try to only use credit for good debt and large and indispensable items such as home loans or car loans. But if you are comfortable to share your credit profile with a coach or financial planner, get them to also assist you, and they will provide you with a holistic financial plan to get you on a stable financial footing again. But as a last resort, you may have to enter into a debt review or debt counseling to assist you in paying the outstanding debt in a disciplined manner. Last resort, because sometimes people get into what you call debt consolidation, right? And debt consolidation is basically saying we're taking all the debt that you have, we're consolidating, we're putting it together as one debt, and we're minimizing the repayment amount, okay. Right? But when you minimize the repayment amount, there are terms and conditions that come with that, and you actually don't realize that you are going to be paying for a much longer term, and which that you have actually somewhat blacklisted yourself from actually accessing finances or credit from anywhere else. So you might be stuck in a debt consolidation contract that lasts
10 years,
and in that 10 years you're planning to buy a koloi, a house or whatever,
but
you won't be able to, because that debt consolidation contract does not allow you to, because now they have stated that this person's debt has now all been accumulated and created as one. They are unable to service debt. They have to finish servicing this first before we can give debt to them. Tricky, right?
So tricky.
Very, very tricky. But then if there's anything else that you need to be aware of, is actually identity theft. It's actually on the rise, and it's vital to check your credit profile often to ensure that you are the one responsible for all your credit agreements and monthly payments. So it's the best way to ensure that no one has actually used your identity to benefit from a credit agreement in your name. If this has happened, report it to the police immediately. You can also use a toll-free credit tool by financial institutions. You can just search them online and they will be able to help you. Debt is a very scary thing if you don't understand it, right? But when you understand it, there are ways of maneuvering around debt to better assist you. But also, don't take out debt if you know that you're not responsible enough to service it.
Yes.
Don't take out debt if you know that you're going to be flaunting with money that is not yours. If you're not using debt to build, run away.
Then leave it. Yeah.
Run away. If you're using it just to, yay, plug a man in, travel a motor, yay. Please. But that's the advice that we have for you this morning. We know that